superstars. It's Gene Simmons.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's live. Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show.
We're on.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. It's 6:02. September 7th, it's your Tuesday morning. How you doing? Chris Faith, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. We're all hanging out with your phone guy, Eddie Nala, ready to do this. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning!
How's
What's
it?
Happening?
How's it? How's it? How's it? It's looking out our studio window. It looks like foggy or wet.
It was a bit humid this morning.
I thought it was all right. I know, I drove in, I thought it was fine.
I feel like earlier this morning was definitely humid when I walked out, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Did you come in topless this morning, Chris,
what?
In your car?
No.
No?
No.
Did you keep the roof up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm surprised you. How did you know what it was like outside?
Because you have to walk outside to get in the car.
Unlike you, I don't have a built tunnel that takes me from my bedroom to my car. I walk outside my house.
Oh, you haven't gotten... Oh, you need the underground tunnel.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder about you, Rossi,
same
but
with
I love
me.
You.
It's just... It's so unusual. It's...
Why?
It's just unusual. You're just an unusual human.
And
you don't know it until you work with him every day.
Being weird is amazing.
Yep.
We need to highlight this because Rossi won't. It's 10 days till his birthday.
Oh,
officially.
The big 4-0.
The big 4-0. It's happening. He won't talk about it. He doesn't want to talk about it.
Big 4-0. Getting old, mate. Oh, and you look 50.
Hey, don't
Thank you. Thank
people are going to be very surprised when you... Are you going to tell people that you turned 40?
We just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you do, people are going to be like, hold on a second.
Well, hold on. You're 2 years older than me, though.
One. 41, yeah.
Yeah, 42 in February. So you're 40. I'm 39 now. You're 41.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Not for long, buddy. 10 days to go.
So when you turn... Yeah, you're going to tell everyone that you're turning 40? Like, you're going to put a happy 40th birthday up? Like, I turned 40 today. You're going to do the, you know...
No, probably just do a happy birthday.
To yourself.
All right, I'll be sure to get the 40th out, don't worry.
Yeah, are you going to post it? Sure, like a picture of Rossi and a big 40 next to it?
Let me just Google here. Can you get, you know the guys that fly in the aeroplane and do the sky
riding? Oh, yeah.
Happy 40th Big Rossi. I wonder if they could do that.
I'm sure they could.
I doubt it.
Maybe get the Burj Khalifa lit up. Happy 40th Big Rossi.
Just say, I'll take happy birthday.
Happy 40th.
No, just happy birthday.
Hey, we've got a big one lined up. Fates Facts coming up, which is fantastic. We're talking food from your country, which is great. Our gossip, we'll check that in the next 20 minutes as well.
Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles, I have the relationship update for you. You know, concert's back in full swing. Right?
Really?
It sounds so good.
Okay. All right. More on that coming up. Pretty and Nala just talk about the F1 like you guys know what's going on.
We do.
You watch one reality TV show about the F1 and now all of a sudden you're all professionals about it.
We never said
game.
That. Wait, okay. Nala, wait. I'm
Did you just say you watch
race,
every...
My bad.
You said game.
Yeah. It's early in
Nala,
the
morning.
She just said...
It's early in the morning.
I watch Nala. Every single game and we're talking about the F1 race.
Nala, don't talk.
Oh,
you're not going to help. Chris.
Go, you guys have that conversation that you were just having. No, I want to hear it go. Max Verstappen, who's getting, what's going on?
Bottas is leaving.
From what
Mercedes.
Team?
Mercedes.
Why is he leaving?
His contract is up.
Yes. And they didn't renew it. And then Pretty and I were talking about how he doesn't get the chance.
He doesn't get recognition because he's on the same
Lewis.
Team as Lewis Hamilton. And they're always giving Hamilton the special, like, oh, let Hamilton go. Let him get the points.
Like he's the
let
number
him get
one.
The, you know? And it's like he's always had to play second fiddle. So.
Sounds like Rossi.
Yes.
You yeah. Hamilton and Rossi's
yeah,
Botox.
He doesn't like, I'll let Chris do it. No, what does Chris get to do all the time?
Exactly.
So that's what, Botox is going to leave. He's going to Alfa Romeo.
Yeah.
Alfa Romeo. Wow, yeah. I haven't heard that name mentioned.
They're not going to go anywhere, Alfa Romeo.
No, but George Russell is going to Mercedes.
Well, that's what we think.
I always remember when, you won't remember this, Nala, because it was before Drive to Survive came out, but...
I looked before.
Jenson Button, he went to a team called Braun.
Yeah. And great shave.
Yeah, they developed a piece for the car before anybody else, and they were winning in this team called Braun.
Really?
And they're doing really well. Yeah, so you never know. You could do well for Alfa Romeo.
So, yeah, it's just, it's unusual because I've known Pretty for so long and she has no interest in
Formula
F1,
One.
Formula One racing. And I've known Nala for, what,
2 years.
4 months. And in those months,
2 years.
You have never mentioned F1. You're a 23-year-old
24.
Person. 24 now. Yeah, that's right. You guys have never...
Just always slightly off.
You've never shown any interest in the sport of F1, yeah. But because of a reality TV show...
It's not a reality TV show.
It's a documentary.
Netflix. Netflix, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, they've just got... Because they watch everything on Netflix. Now they're into it, and they know, and they're following the race. It's remarkable.
I think everyone should give Formula One Drive to Survive a chance, because I think... It really highlights this sport. Yeah. I honestly was one of those people who was like, racing. What a dumb sport that is. Yeah. They just go around in circles. Doesn't mean anything. But there's just so much that goes into it. And even after meeting Lewis Hamilton several times, I mean, I know he's a really nice guy.
So if we ever interview another F1 driver,
I will not
come in here with like all the questions of like, so on the 17th lap around the corner of the Monaco, would you think that you'd back it in a little bit? And do you think you should have won that race?
But it would be nice to ask certain questions.
Yeah.
Knowing
because
the sport
what we know
more.
Now.
I think that all those drivers now are probably freaked out because they probably do have... people like yourselves going up to them as fans, and I don't think they would have had that previously.
I think it's good though because it gives us another sport a chance.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
no, I don't think it's good, and I don't think they should have the chance.
They should. They're amazing.
All right, they should not have the chance.
They should. You met a lot of them, which is sad. Because
why?
Oh, Nala's gonna say it.
Because it's wasted on him, basically.
These F1 drivers don't want to meet people like you. They don't want like the fannies.
How do you know that? You don't know.
I know fan. I know.
You
them.
You think you know everything about everything?
Yeah, they don't want to meet. They would rather meet someone like me that doesn't know F1, and they just want to have a chat.
Yeah, but we'll have a chat, and we have knowledge of their sport without freaking out.
It's nice to
Nala. If Daniel Ricciardo was here would just pass out, and would be like,
No. She turned to Daniel Ricciardo and go, "I think you should do better next time."
No, yeah. I said with the YouTube videos.
Yeah, could you make your YouTube page do more YouTube videos?
Yeah.
That's normal. But I won't freak out because I took it all out on the fake Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah, that's true. If you missed it, we pranked Nala for her birthday with the fake Daniel Ricciardo. That's on Virgin Radio DXB if you want to watch it. It's very funny.
All right. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
So when's the next F1 race?
It's going to be this weekend. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Where is it at?
It's going to be in Monza in Italy.
Oh, that's a big one there.
It's like 100 days now or just under 100 days to the Abu Dhabi.
That's awesome.
The tickets are out.
It's going to go Abu Dhabi. I think it goes Saudi as well.
Saudi, Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi is the final.
And then there's one in Qatar, isn't there?
I think this year it's not going to be there.
Oh, really? But like I'm just saying, this region.
Bahrain.
Yeah.
This region is doing well with the F1. Yeah. This is great.
Yeah.
All right, 6:19. Good morning. That's enough of the F1 chat. All right.
Okay.
We'll go into gossip up next. Johnny Depp makes a rare public appearance. How does he look? We'll find out. Did he have scissors on his hands?
Celebrity news now. Pretty Malick's gossip.
What do you got, Pretty?
Let's talk Harry Styles. Olivia Wilde and him are still going strong. If anyone was wondering, they got together reportedly in January 2021. Harry Styles kicked off his Love on Tour with his concert in Las Vegas. Olivia was there cheering him on, singing all the songs. It's so nice to see footage and hear Harry Styles singing live. Here's a little bit of him in concert right now.
I just realized what this song sounds like, a classic Australian song.
What song?
Let me try to find it here. I don't think they're gonna last.
You say that about every single there is not one celebrity couple that you have said will last.
Yeah.
Not one.
I don't think
there is a couple.
No, every time I say these two have gotten together, there's not been one couple that you said, oh, that's a good couple, they'll last.
Yeah, no, they're not going to last. Okay, so that was Golden. I was wondering what it reminds me of. Hold on. Thank you very much for voting. There was an Australian band called Our Ice House many years ago.
Okay.
No, this is not it. Hold on. Just wait. I could be completely off here.
Should I keep moving until
no,
we
no,
find
no,
it?
No. I want you to. Oh,
there's a lot to get to.
This is it.
Yeah, keep moving.
No. Here, this is it. This was this in Australia. You'd love this. You'd love them. Let me see if I can. This is Golden.
No. Golden. Don't feel it yet.
Southern Land is Australia. It's the south of... You're telling me that doesn't sound like Harry Styles' Golden a little bit?
I don't really hear it.
Golden.
Just faster.
Nah.
Yeah.
Just say it is and make me feel better.
Yes, it sounds exactly the same.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so Johnny Depp made a rare public appearance this week amid his legal battle with his ex-wife Amber Heard. Yes, that is still going on. He was in France for the screening of his film City of Lies, and I think the reason he decided to step out was because a judge ruled he could proceed with pressing charges against his ex-wife, libel charges, over an article that she wrote, so he was feeling a little bit more comfortable. This movie, by the way, sounds amazing. It's called City of Lies. He plays a retired detective who's convinced the LAPD played a part in Biggie's murder in 1997.
Look forward to that one.
Sad news in Hollywood. Actor Michael K. Williams was found dead in his New York City penthouse. He was 54 years old. Overdose. No idea how long he had passed for. He was just found face down.
Who is it?
He was in The Wire and Boardwalk Empire. He did a lot of television roles, and he worked with a lot of great actors like Idris Elba, etc. A lot of the community is really upset that he was found like that, kind of highlighting the problem of fame and addiction and how they go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, so that's one of the things a lot of Hollywood is mourning right now. And finally, Machine Gun Kelly's been accused of battery by a parking lot attendant. Now, if you didn't know, Machine Gun Kelly's directing his first ever movie, and on that lot, this guy claims that he got upset that his car was taking too long to come, so he shoved him. Now, everyone who's working on the movie is on Machine Gun Kelly's side, saying this guy is just making this story up. This never happened, but obviously it has to go through the process, go through the courts, and kind of see what happens. But we don't think any charges will be filed against Machine Gun Kelly.
Let's see what happens there. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
VIP guest coming for Big Rossi.
Yeah, so you remember during the summer, I went back home, see my family.
Went back to the Wirral, right?
Yeah, near Liverpool. Stayed with my mum and dad.
Yes, and tell me.
Had an argument with them, remember?
I remember you fought with the parents.
Yeah, left and went to stay in a hotel.
Yes, you left the parents. You said, I can't handle it right now.
Yeah, because I basically broke the toilet, blocked the toilet up, caused a leak in the house. The water came through the ceiling. So they have decided to come and stay with me now for my birthday.
They're coming for your big 40th.
My big birthday, yeah.
That's
coming.
That's cute.
So they're coming to stay in my house. So I am slightly nervous. Don't have an argument, you know. I just...
But
please help me. I need to...
Okay. What do you mean have an argument? Why would you have an argument?
I think you get...
I don't know. They just... My mum annoys me.
Okay, I think...
I'm sorry, Mum. I love you. You gave birth to me, but...
Rossi.
You annoy me sometimes.
Rossi, you're a bit of a grumpy pants. You need to admit that, step
one. I am, and I don't know why. Yeah.
You need to not do that.
Okay.
You need to understand that your parents are coming to be with you for your birthday, the birth of their child, their son.
I know, and after yesterday when we were talking about that topic, who would you like to talk to after they've gone, I really want to make a change, and I need to make a change.
Like, listen, you're tired, we wake up early, you got a lot of things going on, but that's not an excuse to lash out at your parents and have an argument about.
Okay.
They're set in their ways. They're going to do stuff that annoys you. You can't change it.
Fair
Accept
enough.
Them. Enjoy it. So enjoy the time.
I need to try and like make it good for them. So I'm going to try and plan some nice things.
Yeah. Let them be. Let them chill. Let them do what they want.
I messaged them. I said, is there anything you want to do? They said, we'd love to be able to ride down to Kite Beach on our bikes.
No.
What?
I know. I'm...
Your parents are not getting on a... What bike? They want to be on a push bike.
Well, I was thinking that bike that you've got in your house, can I have that?
Which bike?
For 2 weeks. You know that one you got given, the expensive one?
I bought the bike.
The bicycle?
The one that Brianna was using on the cycling track?
No, the one you got given for free.
Oh, that one.
Can I have it for 2 weeks?
Didn't your mom break her leg?
Yeah,
his mom broke her leg while riding a bicycle.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise your parents riding their bikes in Dubai to go down to the beach. I know that you don't live too far away from it.
Get him a car, man.
But I don't think you should do that. The last thing you need is to want them to have an accident in Dubai. Does their health insurance cover it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, I mean, why?
We're going to be on the radio in about 3 weeks' time. I want to say thanks to the hospital that's looking after my parents. And having to do shout-outs to the hospital so he gets a, like you did with the vet. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this.
What?
Hold on a second.
You'll give me the bike, yeah?
You've got the bike.
Perfect.
The bike's yours if you want it. Brilliant. Do you remember how it was your cat that got hit by the car, right?
Yeah.
So Rossi's cat got hit by the car. And
correct.
We all know, and the cat's doing all right, thankfully. Now, remember when he got on the radio and he started saying thanks to the vet that looked after him. I said, what are you doing so much love to the vet? He goes, oh, he's giving me 50% off. And he goes, and I said, what's next? You're gonna have to do a social media post for this veterinarian?
Yeah.
He goes, well, I don't know. Well, it's gone up.
Yeah, but the cat.
No, I'm not. I'm a dog person.
This is him. It's a video on Big Rossi's Instagram account. And it's an emotional video. He's got a picture of the cat that's been hurt.
Well, it's a video, yeah.
He says, I didn't really want to post this, but I want to show my appreciation to the amazing vets and Mansour at Modern Vet Dubai who saved my cat's leg from amputation.
Yeah, they did. And it's a Kelly Clarkson song.
Oh, there. Rossi!
Look at its leg.
I know,
what are you doing that for?
I know, it was really graphic.
He put the cat's leg like half, like coming off.
Well, remember when I got that video in the morning and my nanny sent it to me, right? And I was going mad. That's the video I received. And yeah, so I want to say thanks to the vet.
Get that plug in there. I'm so happy your parents are coming for your 40th. This is going to be so cool.
Thanks.
Can we have like a little gathering at some stage? I'd like to have a gathering with you. I don't get to see your parents enough, especially with COVID. So let's do a nice dinner. Can we all just do a nice dinner? Some of us sit down. We'll go take them out somewhere. Wherever they want to go.
Barbecue at your house.
Barbecue at my house. We'll get the pool.
Yeah.
And then you get. Yeah, I'd love to see you. You know, your mum and dad in swimmers.
You are so weird. Just move on. Hit the button.
Your mom.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Sam, you got through. Good morning.
Oh my God. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam. What's going on? What are you up to?
I'm on my way to work.
She's on the work run. How is it? How's that work? Are you finding the roads busier in the last couple of weeks with schools being back?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the traffic has, like, gotten so much worse.
Yeah.
But, you know, what can we do?
You know what? I as much as we don't like traffic, I was saying that, you know, a year ago when the pandemic was in its full effect here and we were doing this radio show and we were looking at the roads and the roads were empty. There was no one on them. And it was depressing, you know?
Yeah,
and
it was.
So now that the roads are full and there's traffic, as much as we don't like the traffic, at least we know that we're all back in motion.
Yeah.
We're going to our jobs. You know, the cash flow's there again, which is a good sign, you know? What do you do for work, Sam, can I ask?
Yeah, I'm a brand manager for a beauty distribution company.
No, that's cool. So, like a brand, or you work for a beauty brand, or the distribution?
Yeah, multiple brands. So it's a distributor, and we have multiple brands that we distribute across the GCC.
That's cool. So when I want to release my man makeup, which is going to be called Man Up. No one to steal that idea. It's going to be called Man Up.
Actually,
yeah.
Yeah, we're looking into bringing a men's makeup range. Very soon.
Well, hold on. Just wait a second.
Here we go.
Who are you eyeing here, Sam?
Yeah, because who just dropped one? A celebrity dropped one.
No, they say Harry Styles is going to drop one.
Yeah. So I want to do man makeup. It's going to be called Man Up, and it's just for all everyday men. Why do women have the luxury of making them, like, put this thing on their face that make them look like they're not half asleep? Us men, wouldn't it be nice, Rossi, wake up in the morning, just put a little bit of cream? We don't say it's makeup. We say it's like a cream, and you just put it on and it makes you look like...
awake?
It looks better.
I'm okay.
Absolutely.
I'm all
absolutely
right.
Go for it, Chris. It's a very booming market, actually.
Would you distribute it?
Possibly.
Nah, see, the possibly, I'm not in now.
Oh.
I'm going to look for another distributor.
Well, now I want to know, Sam, whose makeup are you looking at? What men's makeup line are you looking at?
They're very niche brands. Of course, I can't discuss that now, but very niche from the UK.
Okay. From the UK, Chris.
I know what I think. I think I saw it.
I'm going to Google.
Is it called something? Is it got war in the name?
I got it.
Yes, I know. Now, there's a UK brand called something War. War Paint.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen what they've done. This is, anyway, good on you. Good on you, Sam. I think this is great. I love what you do. Keep doing it.
Thank you.
Let's get you 10,000 dirhams cash right now. You ready?
Yes, I am so ready.
All right. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it. This is Rack Bank here on the Chris Fade Show. 10,000 dirhams cash. Sam, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. The Springboks of South Africa play what sports? What was that?
Cricket.
What was Justin Bieber's first hit single?
Baby.
What Hollywood ex-couple starred in Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Neymar Jr. plays what sport?
Football.
Who sings the songs Run It, Loyal, and Beautiful People?
Billie Eilish. Lord.
The Leap of Faith is a ride in which water park?
Wild Wadi.
Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, and Miley Cyrus born in what year?
89.
Which company's motto is finger licking good?
KFC.
Who sings the song Bad Habits and Galway Girl?
Ed Sheeran.
What is the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
The Springboks of South Africa play what sport?
Soccer?
No.
Football?
Yeah, I'll take football.
Yeah?
I got it. I think she said rugby as well at the end, but I've taken that last one, which means 600 dirhams cash.
Okay, not bad for Tuesday morning.
Yeah, not bad. Justin Bieber's first hit single was One Time. Chris Brown sings Run It, Loyal and Beautiful People. The Leap of Faith is at Aqua Venture at the Atlantis. Selena Gomez, Demi and Miley were all born in 1992. That would have got you the 10,000 dirhams cash, but hey, not a bad start for a Tuesday,
Sam. Not bad, I'll take it. Thank you so much.
All right, when eventually I bring my man makeup here, I'm gonna see if I want you to distribute me. I'll see. All right?
Fair enough.
Take care. God bless you. Pop quiz back at 7:10 tomorrow right here on Virgin Radio.
Always first with the hottest e-news.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Let's go.
Yeah, go Pretty. What do you got?
Starting with some sad news for Hugh Jackman, who we all love. He shared some devastating news with fans this week. He unfortunately has lost his father, Christopher John Jackman. He wrote on Instagram, in the early hours of Father's Day, it was Father's Day on Sunday, my dad peacefully passed away. And whilst there's deep sadness, I'm filled with such gratitude and love. My dad was, in a word, extraordinary. He devoted his life to his family, his work, and his faith. So
Ryan Reynolds put a comment on there going, I was lucky to know the man and meet the man. Yeah, it was
sad.
So sad news.
He must have been like a good dad to raise Hugh Jackman because he's amazing, isn't he?
Hugh Jackman is just, isn't he just the nicest guy?
Yeah.
We caught up with him a few times and he's just unbelievable. And I still remember the moment being in Dubai, watching him backstage with no cameras around him, interacting with like some teachers here from this country. And he was just the most pleasant human that I've met.
Yeah.
So well done. And our thoughts with the Jackman family.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got for us?
Congratulations to Cardi B because she's given birth to her second child. She shared the news in an Instagram post that showed her and her husband Offset holding the newborn. The newborn was wrapped in a blue blanket, so we think it's a boy. They were wrapped in a Louis Vuitton blanket. The newborn joins big sister culture. No word on a name yet, so that's exciting news for Cardi.
I think we've got audio of the baby. I think the baby. This is first audio of Cardi B. The baby.
Off.
Let's have a listen here. Let's see if we can.
From the beginning of Instagram, we had like.
That's the new baby.
It's a boy, I think.
Yep. Talking already.
Was just so
sounds exactly like Cardi.
Wow.
Finally, Pretty Malik.
Well, two things to tell you. Number one, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky spotted on a double date with Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Petty. People are losing it. Everyone's thinking Rihanna and Nicki Minaj are now making music together.
Nice.
Which which is good news. And finally, earlier this week, Drake dropped that music video for the song Way Too Sexy off his new album Certified Lover Boy, right? Yeah. If you go to the 310 mark in the music video, fans have noticed that he hired a model that looks exactly like Kim Kardashian. Exactly like Kim Kardashian. Obviously, he's taken a lot of shots at Kanye West in his new album. He still claims that he had a relationship with Kim K. So this is like just another like fuel to the fire that's kind of going between the two.
Interesting stuff there. Yeah. If you, Drake is on a holiday right now. Go to our Chris Fade Show Instagram stories and have a look at how much luggage this guy takes on a holiday. It is the most I've seen in my life. It is like there's 30 passengers, but it's just for him.
It's just Drake.
Interesting stuff. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with the tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Okay. Welcome back. We haven't done this in a long time. We're going to do it on a Tuesday every so often. It's called Thank You Tuesdays.
Love this.
It's the time of the week where we just get to give thanks. We get to give thanks to things that are happening in our lives, or you want to give thanks to someone that may have done something nice for you.
You know, over the past year and a half, I think gratitude has become a major word in everyone's vocabulary.
Yeah.
We're all taking a step back more often to give thanks and be grateful for what we have in our lives.
So true.
And appreciate the ones around us.
So what we're doing right now is I want to know what you want to give thanks to. Who do you want to say thank you to? Let us know. 4008. Text it through. Who you want to give thanks to and why? 4008. Text it in right now. Well, feel free to call us at 04-871-5544.
What are you thankful for?
Yes, I should say thank you.
It's Thank You Tuesdays on the Chris Fade Show.
All right. It's Thank You Tuesdays right here. I've got the music ready to go.
Yes.
Pretty, you're going to start with what you want to say thanks to. We'll go to Rossi, then I'll have my go
sure
as well.
Sure thing.
You ready to go?
Pretty, I'm ready.
Can we get the music, please, guys? Thank you.
Thank you. I want to say thank you to my parents. My mom is 67. My dad is going to be 73 in November. And they still are willing to pick up their bags and travel around the globe just to spend some time with their kids.
Beautiful.
They live in New York. My sister's in Toronto. I'm here in Dubai. It's not easy. And I'm grateful for every second that I get to spend with them, even if it's just sitting in silence and watching TV. It's a big deal for them to be able to do that. So I'm very grateful and thankful.
Well, thank you to Pretty Malik's parents and all parents making that effort. Well done, Pretty Malik.
Yeah,
well
done,
Pretty. That was nice. I like that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rossi?
Yes.
You want to give thanks, right? You ready?
Yeah, yeah. Ready.
Can we get the Thank You Tuesday music? Thanks. Go ahead, Rossi.
Thank you to Smart Cut Gents Saloon. They are located in Alnada.
Brother.
You can go down there and get a great haircut.
This is not a shame. Who are you plugging?
50 dirhams for all in. All
Rossi,
in.
Rossi, what are you doing? You're supposed to say thank you to like someone who's done something nice.
They did. They gave me a free haircut.
You can't use it for plugs.
So this is just going to be a plug. It's another plug segment, isn't it? You're just going to get free stuff out of this.
No, I would not do that. The telephone number is 042.
Rossi.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on.
Thank you.
Chris, please show him how it's done.
Thank you. Time to give thanks. Let me just get my pen and paper out. I'm going
to
write this
out. You can send your thank yous through to 4008 or call us 04-871-5544.
I just want to say thank you to all the below nose wearing mask wearers. You fools and you individuals still don't understand to wear that mask above your nose.
No.
How much do we need to tell you? 18 months we've been going through this pandemic,
Chris.
And yet you still walk into a shop with the mask right below your nose,
Chris.
Right between your mouth, or you don't wear it at all.
How much
do we have to tell
Chris.
You?
Chris.
What more do you need to wear the mask above your nose?
Chris.
It's to be a nice
you individuals that I just want to get and just...
Chris!
Stop him.
Chris.
Sorry.
Thank you, Tuesdays is meant to be a happy place.
It's happy. That was happy.
That was not happy.
That was happy.
Don't want to see you when you're angry.
Gosh. It's a bit awkward. Now.
Thank you, Tuesdays. Yeah. Well, Nitin, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Doing all right, mate. All right, I'm going to play you the thank you music,
and
you're just going to give your thanks. Are you ready to do this, Nitin?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Nitin, take it away.
I want to thank the government and the authorities of UAE for keeping us safe, for keeping us healthy, for the vaccination, for giving us jobs and income and for everything else, especially what is happening in other parts of the world. So that is something to be very grateful and thankful to. And if I can do one more, I would also like to thank all the delivery riders and the food delivery and the groceries and the medicine who make our life better, simpler, and easier.
Yes, I like it.
Well done, Nathan.
Love it.
Well done, Nathan. I think you're spot on with all that. Michelle, how you doing?
Yeah, good morning. I'm good.
All right, Michelle, who do you want to give thanks to? Let me play that music for you. Take it away.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to my husband for being a very hardworking and a good provider.
A good provider to your man. Good on you. Yeah. Look at you showing love to your man.
Cute.
That's beautiful, yeah. Michelle. We like that. Dina, over to you right now. Who do you want to give thanks to? It's Thank You Tuesdays here on The Chris Fade Show. Let me play that music for you, Dina. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I want to thank me because I don't get that much. So I want to thank me for going through all this pandemic and stressful time and still waking every day with the biggest smile ever. We've been through a lot. I want to thank my mom and dad. My mom has been also through a lot of that. The stress of the pandemic and life pushed her this year, sadly, last Christmas to attempt of suicide. That was a hell of a time.
Hold on a second. Wait, your mother tried to take her own life?
Yeah.
I'm glad that she didn't. And is she better? Is she mentally better now?
We're through the therapy, so much, much better. So I would like to take this opportunity and advise everyone, if you don't feel well, stop being stubborn and get therapy. Everyone needs someone.
Yeah, we were just talking about this yesterday. Everyone needs help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Well, Dina, and it's great that you thank yourself. We should thank ourselves more often 100%. Because we are going through it so much, right? Thank you, Dina. A lot of thank yous coming in. This is Thank You Tuesdays on The Chris Fade Show. Tommy, who do you want to give thanks to?
Hey, Chris. Hey, guys. Yeah, I would like to thank the Emirates Softball League community. Without them, we wouldn't be anywhere. We're the largest adult softball league in the UAE and only growing. So I want to thank everybody for joining, supporting, and you guys for always giving us a shout-out, coming out, Chris, throwing out the first pitch for us.
Yeah, I went down to the Emirates Softball League. You guys are great. I've got the cap. I love the cap because the team that I support is, it's got the three fingers. I forget what it's called now, but I don't want to say it. But it's amazing. It's amazing. Yes, yeah, well done, Tommy. Yeah, Emirates Softball League kicking off. Thank you to you guys as well. Little Mezen, 13 years old. Mezen, who do you want to give thanks to?
I just want to give thanks to my mom because she's my dad's out of town right now. So, and she's like looking after me and my siblings. She's driving us to school and everything. She's cooking home, cooking meals for us. And also my birthday's in 2 days and my dad's out of town and I'm really missing him.
Look at you, Mazen. You're a good. I was going to say, little kid. You're not a kid anymore, mate.
Yeah.
You're a little man, and you're doing well. Yeah. Good on your show. Showing props to mum. Give her a big kiss from all of us. Thank you, Tuesdays on the
love
Chris Fade Show.
Love it.
We've got so many messages coming in. I'll take one more real quickly. Shiraz, let me play that thank you music for you here. Here we go, Shiraz. Who do you want to give thanks to? Go ahead.
I would like to thank you, Chris, Preeti, and Rossi for taking us smoothly through this pandemic till date. You've always kept us alive and cheerful every day. So really, heart out to all of you.
Well, thank you, Shiraz. That means a lot to us. That means a lot. Thank you so much. We're honored to be able to do this on the show every single day. And you know,
it was tough at times, wasn't it?
It was. But we got through it and we're getting through it together. So Pretty, Rossi, Nala, Eddie, we're grateful and thank you.
Buddy,
thank you, Shiraz. We appreciate it. Now, Albina, how you doing?
Hello, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. You sound amazing, Albina. Now, listen, we're going to play the music for you, and then you just got to give your thanks to whoever you want to give thanks to, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready? Let me get that. All right, over to you, Albina.
I want to say thank you to my parents for giving me such an amazing life, because it's also my birthday today. Yes, and I want to say thank you to my husband and my kids and my sister because they made my morning amazing, beautiful, and I'm so happy.
Oh, it's Albina's
birthday!
Happy birthday! This is beautiful. Happy birthday. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
See, this Thank You Tuesday is just so good.
Love it.
All right, we're going to finish it up with little Shimsha.
Shimsha,
how are you?
fine.
Now, how old are you, Shimsha?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm 8.
You're 8 years old, and what do you want to give thanks to? Let me play that little music for you. Go ahead, all right?
Okay.
Go.
I want to thank my dad because he does everything for me, and so would my mom. Today is Father's Day in my country, so I wanted to thank my dad a bit more.
Aww. That's so cute. You want to say happy Father's Day to your daddy? Where are you guys from?
I'm from Nepal.
Oh, it's Father's Day in Nepal.
Namaste.
That is the cutest ever. Well, listen, you are so, so sweet, and we've definitely got that thing. Everyone's hearing that thank you now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, little Shimsha?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness,
that little cutest little voice, right?
Oh.
Well, happy Father's Day if you're from Nepal as well. I didn't know that was going on. That's Thank You Tuesdays. I like it. We'll do that again, definitely, right?
For sure.
Rossi, what's going on here? What are we doing?
Well, my good friend Kenny McKinnon, who owns the British Butcher Shop, has heard me talking about the pies here.
His good friend.
He's my good... I've never met him.
Kenny...
But he's now a good friend because he sent me some delicious pies.
Kenny, he's definitely going to try to get something out of you guys eventually. I'm just letting you know that's how Rossi works.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, my parents are coming on Wednesday. It would be nice to have a barbecue with some nice...
I guarantee on Rossi's social media at
100%.
Some stage, there's going to be some type of promotions, or he'll be saying thanks to the British Butcher Shop for the meats that he'll be barbecuing. That is going to happen.
It's true.
So you've brought in some British pies, all right? Now, pies aren't huge in America. Is that
not
what we learned?
Not savory ones.
Right, I'm just Googling
not
here.
Not savory ones.
Who invented the pie?
Like, we do apple pie. We do pumpkin pie.
What are we playing? What is this song?
Land of Hope and Glory. Great song. This is a tune, this.
Do you play this at parties? Like, what's the deal with this?
Oh, look, who invented the pie? The ancient Egyptians.
Of course they did. They invented everything, the Arabs.
The Greeks after that.
So I'm looking at a British pie. I haven't had one before. This is a lot smaller than an Australian pie. In Australia, you grow up at school lunch, you would order a meat pie. At the football, you have a meat pie.
Chris used to order two.
Your pie is about... Nah, we didn't get this. A Lebanese family, we weren't allowed to order the pies.
Why?
We'd have to have take-home sandwiches, Lebanese bread with Lebanese atta,
khiara.
Like, that's what we would have for lunch, honestly.
Well, this is a sign of a good pie because, you know, you get these pies in establishments now, which is just the top of a pie, and then underneath it's just, like, the stew and stuff. That's not a pie. You've got to have the pie on the bottom, you know, the pastry
the crust,
on the bottom.
Yeah.
That is a pie, and this is a pie.
So we're about to try it. Now, your pies are about 50% smaller than an Aussie pie.
But this one's big.
Oh, right. Pretty's is big, though, as well. What are they saying on Instagram, Nala? What do we got here? Anyone
saying try it? It looks so
try good. It. So what have we got? We've got steak and how do you eat a pie?
In one.
You're not. Rossi's gonna eat the pie in one bite.
In one.
No, you're not.
Okay, can I enjoy this first?
Yeah, have a bite. You enjoy it.
Alright, can we turn this music down?
No, it's very depressing.
You've done the wrong all right. Version.
Across the country, here we are. We're live on Virgin Radio, live on Instagram now.
I think this is steak and gravy.
This is steak and gravy flavor. That's right. So the way that I eat a pie, which I think is going to get to Rossi, is I eat the top first, then I eat the middle, then I eat the outside.
That disgusts me.
See, look.
Look at the way that is horrible, what you're doing to that pie.
Mm.
Take a bite. You need all of the flavors in your mouth.
Is it bad to eat it with a spoon?
No,
I
don't.
Oh, my. What is happening in this place?
Yeah, eat it with a spoon. That's what I do.
One's eating it with a spoon and one's taking the lid off a pie.
Let me have a bite here of the meat now.
What is wrong with you people?
This is yummy.
It's great.
Pretty, take a bite of the pie.
That's a great pie.
I've gone to all this effort to bring the pie in.
All right, Rossi, show us how you eat a pie. Here we go. Rossi, what flavour you got?
I've got steak and gravy.
He's holding the British Butcher Shop bag as he eats it. He's definitely getting something out of this.
This is going to catch the debris because this is going in one.
You're not going to eat the pie in one bite.
Easy.
Oh, Rossi.
Are you ready?
Why are you doing this? Eat it in one. Instagram's saying eat it in one. Here we go, Rossi. He's eating the pie in one bite. Now, the pie is the size of your fist. Look at your fist. It's a good-sized pie. It's chunked in with meat. It's gone 8:30 in the morning, and Rossi's decided to smash this pie.
No.
Oh, he put the whole thing in. Rossi. Your wife would be so proud. Please don't choke. Swallow it.
Chew.
He can't even make a sound. Rossi, do not choke.
That was a good time.
Just stop talking.
Don't talk. Just chew.
Don't do anything, Rossi.
Don't talk, just chew.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah, just chew. Let him eat that.
Don't talk to him, anyone.
Thank you to the British Butcher Shop.com. You can win a thousand dirhams to these guys
tomorrow
morning, just after 8 a.m. again,
that
right here. He's actually swallowed that entire pie in like 30 seconds.
Wow.
He's a machine.
He is a machine. Pretty big Rossi. We've been trying British pies from Rossi's land.
Yes.
And now we've got on the topic of, like, from your country, what is the one food that we must try from your country?
Mm.
That's what I want to know right now. Okay? We're going to go to it. Janit, you're from India. What are we trying from India?
Hi, guys. So this isn't something that I think everyone doesn't know, but it has to be butter chicken.
Yep. Agreed.
I mean, and obviously some butter naan to go with it. And then you're in food coma for a few days, so.
So what I've realized with the Indian butter chicken, I think I've got the white version that I love. The white version, what I mean by that is
no spice.
There's no spice. It has got this amazing taste to it.
Butter chicken typically isn't that spicy, though. It's meant to be the mildest.
Yeah. Is it an Indian dish, or is it what the Brits came up with?
No. No, is it not a Pakistani dish? Because ravis, isn't that, or is that?
No.
Rossi, sometimes you shouldn't say certain sentences.
Rossi,
that's one sentence you shouldn't say.
Well, no, is butter chicken from India or Pakistan? That's what I'm asking.
Oh my,
no, I'm gonna keep it really chill, but
yeah.
I'm just gonna say that there's so many variations to all the, like, you know, Indian or Pakistani foods, and so many of them are so similar. Like, there's biryani, there's the breads are pretty similar. There's, you know, there's so many different kinds of things. But butter chicken is called butter chicken, and it comes from northern India.
From Delhi.
From Delhi, exactly. And the kind of butter chicken you're talking about, Chris, is the one that I like as well, because I can't do spice. I like the milder, cuter, like, orangier version.
Same with me. The orange is a big thing. I agree. All right, butter chicken, put it down. Is it Odi? Odi?
Hello, hi, good morning.
Where are you from?
Indonesia.
Oh, Indonesia. Nice. What are we trying from Indonesia?
May I recommend you nasi goreng?
Oh, I love nasi goreng. Love it.
That's with the egg on it, right?
Nasi goreng, yeah. You're the one, the real one as well, not the one like you get in a packet and you just throw in, like, I'm talking about the real one.
Does it sometimes get served in pineapple?
Yeah. I mean, pineapple's not, we don't put pineapple for our nasi goreng. That's probably Thailand nasi.
Yeah, that's Thai, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's all the same for Rossi, don't worry.
Hold on.
So let's see, he's offended how many countries so far in two phone calls? Cool.
Odi, can I ask, where is the best place to get it from here?
You can go to Dapur Kita in Karama.
What is it called?
Dapur Kita.
Dapur Kita.
Okay.
It sounds Spanish there as well. Awesome. Omar, where are you from?
Yeah, Amar. It's Amar, actually. Yeah, I'm from Iraq.
And what's the food?
Well, the most famous dish in Iraq is called masgouf. It's basically a grilled fish.
Ooh. Hey, there's a restaurant on Beach Road called Masgouf, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It serves only Chinese food, though.
Yeah, but it's a pretty popular dish in the Gulf.
Okay.
It's become quite popular in the Arab world.
As an Iraqi, are you guys claiming it? Because they're probably like, you know what I find? That Egyptians want to claim everything. Like, Egyptians are like, this is ours. You know, like, are they going to try to claim it? Because I know half the Lebanese food, they're like, that's ours.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
All right. Okay, there it is. Mazgouf. We'll try that one. Sahim, you're from Pakistan. We go to Pakistan. What are we eating? Don't say butter chicken.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Good morning to everyone. Absolutely. So we have this dish called beef nehari.
Nehari.
It's a curry of pork with a very, very tender beef in it. Mm. And you got a lot of garnish like lemon and ginger on top.
Ooh,
and some of the herb.
Lemon
and
ginger.
And you eat with a very, very hot bread. Yeah, so it's a fantastic dish, and I'm sure a lot of people probably have already tried. And some of the restaurants they do serve very big, very nice nehari, ravi,
daily bat and ball.
Mate, you're making me hungry just think about it. Victoria, where are you from?
Oh, hi, I'm from Colombia.
Oh, Colombia.
Wow. Nice.
What are we going to try when we go to Colombia?
Well, I think one of the first things you should try is arepas.
Arepas.
We made up all from many different kind of corns. It could be sweet or salty. And then you pick whatever you want to put inside or on top of it. So
this
I think
is
it's a really good choice.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go. This is making us want to try everything. Mm. Any good Colombian food here in the country?
My house.
Party.
We're all coming over. We'll do a couple more. It's Maya. Maya?
Yes. Hello. Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Egypt.
Ah, the Egyptians. Yeah. I love. What are we trying?
You have to try stuffed pigeon.
Stuffed pigeon.
Pigeon, yeah.
I've seen it.
And also, did you try molokhaya before? The green soup?
That's Lebanese.
Oh, here we go.
No.
See?
The origin is from Egypt.
Are you talking about the spinach one with the rice? Is that the one?
Yeah.
That's Lebanese. Yeah, that's Lebanese.
Yeah, you do it with garlic?
Yeah, we have a bit of garlic with the rice. You have it with the rice and it's like a soup, sort of spinachy.
Is it Lebanese or Egyptian?
No, it's Egyptian.
What is it called
Mulakhia.
Again?
Mulakhia.
For example, you will find the recipe.
Well, listen, hold on. Just going back to stuffed pigeon. I mean, does it still look like it?
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, we sometimes leave the head.
Haven't you seen them in Lulu? It's in the frozen section.
Yeah, I can't do it. No? It's a perception of what it is. I just, you know, when you go traveling, you feed the pigeons at like, you know, the parks. You're like feeding them. Nice.
Just so you know, Chris, just so you know, mulakhia is Egyptian.
Nah.
Well, why is it coming up with Lebanese mulakhia here?
Where did you see that?
I looked up the origin of mulakhia, and it says ancient Egypt is where it first came to be.
There's so many. We've got so many. Christina, you're from Lithuania?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. What are we eating in Lithuania?
So we have lots of potato dishes. So one of our famous dishes, potato pancakes.
Ooh, yummy.
Where you have to grate the potato. And then you fry them. Actually, you can add some sour cream and some eggs in it.
Yes.
Then you fry it, and we serve it with the sour cream and fresh dill.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds so good. Potatoes, like sour cream.
Good.
Lani, you're from Iran. What are we eating in Iran?
Well, on the contrary to everyone saying, kebab is generally very well known in Iran. It's actually korma sabzi.
Korma sabzi.
And what's that? What is that?
Okay, so it's a stew which is made with 7 different herbs, and you've got obviously meat in it as well, and you've got beans in it as well.
It's just too good. I'm already hungry. Last one. Let's go to Ghana. Eric, you're from Ghana. We've just landed. What are we eating, Eric?
We are eating jollof rice.
What are we eating?
Jollof rice.
Jollof rice or fries?
Rice.
What's in jollof rice?
It's like tomato sauce mixed with rice.
Oh.
See, you know what you find out?
Meat or beef.
You know what I realize? That all our countries, our staples are like the village food. It's like the basics of like rice or potato or just basic meat.
Mm.
And that's the best food, right? Like that's it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
That's the good stuff.
Tomorrow on the show, I want to bring you a typical Australian breakfast. Can I do that?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Is it something that you haven't stolen from another country?
Nope, this is 100% Australian. It's so good. You're going to love it.
It's your typical breakfast.
It's toast and Vegemite.
Oh, gosh.
I'm bringing it in. You're all going to try it. Because always tell me, Eddie's face is already looking disgusting. No, I'm going to make it the right way.
It's going to taste good, you promise?
No, I've never had it. I've never had Marmite either.
Get ready for a taste bud explosion in your mouth.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay.
You guys all ready?
Ready. Yep.
It's time for Face Facts.
I see you driving.
What?
You look my way. You think I'm sort of looking your way.
Okay.
But you didn't realize that I'm feeling divine. But let me tell you one thing. Look at me, 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 look at me. Look at me. So I tried some food, and I'm feeling cool. I done those British pies.
Yeah.
Now I'm on a high.
Oh.
Give me some butter chicken, cause I'm feeling like I'm flinching. What? What'd he say? Who, me? You know? Oh, you mean? Look at me, 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 look at me.
Look at him.
You might be wondering what you just heard then. Well, it's more about the intro sometimes than it is the facts that I deliver. But here are your Fades facts.
Hit them.
9% of people check on their pets the first thing they do when they get out of bed in the morning. I ain't part of that 9%. I'm checking my phone, yo. Red is the car color that gets hit with birds' poo-poo more than any other color.
Oh, red. Yeah.
Red. Don't get a red car if you got the bird stuff on it all over it. A study found that music you can listen to can affect the way your drink tastes.
Oh. Ooh.
The average couple only spends 7 minutes a day being romantic. That can mean anything from saying nice things to each other or cuddling on the couch.
7 minutes?
Only 7 minutes a day. We have to work on that.
That's sad.
We must. A survey also found that 59% of people spend less than 10 hours a week with their significant other.
That's sad too.
We spend
sad
way
fucks today.
We spend way too much at work, right? Another survey says that the average woman secretly likes vacuuming.
Yeah, I'm part of that group.
Really?
I love vacuuming.
Actually, I just bought a vacuum and I love it.
It's so therapeutic.
Finally, according to researchers, free food is the most interesting perk employees can offer their employees.
Yo, free food is king. So good.
Rossi is the king of it as well.
Why not? Nothing like a free lunch.
It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
Well, things must be getting back because you're actually out and about doing a real pub quiz tonight.
I am indeed, yeah.
I am indeed.
Brew House down at the City Max in Business Bay.
Why are you plugging them?
Because it's my first one. I want to make sure it's busy.
How many plugs has Rossi had on the show today?
And it's, you know, there's at least 12 companies that you have mentioned throughout this entire show. So anyway, cool. If you want to go be part of it, follow Rossi. Now, the questions that we're doing right now, are these the same ones that you'll be doing tonight when you actually do the pub quiz?
So thanks for that, Chris. Yeah. If you do come down tonight, you'll know 5 of the answers. So yeah, there's an incentive for you.
So Chris and I have a paper each. Rossi will read out the questions. We will write down our answers. Rossi will tally it up and see who wins Big Rossi's Big Fat Quiz.
Thank you, Pretty, for explaining that because you know it would have taken me half an hour.
That's correct.
Okay, here we go. So write your team name on there. A nice humorous team name is always good. Okay, here we go. Nice and fast with question number one. Who entered a contest? Who entered a contest to find his own lookalike and came in third position? So, who entered a contest to find his own lookalike and came in third position? Have a guess.
I don't even know what
this is. How you're opening your pub quiz tonight?
This is a terrible question that should not be on the quiz.
People will start leaving.
I veto this question. Please replace it. Next.
What deceased singer
composed
the music for the Sonic the Hedgehog 3 game?
Got it.
Oh, I don't know. You said it the other day. I wasn't paying attention.
Always pay attention.
I know.
We've had this guy on the show. The next one. What part of the body did musician Gene Simmons from Kiss insure for $1 million?
Okay.
Cool. Get it down there.
Next. Yep.
Technology question next, guys. Nice, easy one for you.
Just say it.
What year was the first iPad released? What year was the first iPad released?
Oh, no.
Getting very, very competitive down here. What year was the first iPad released? Bearing in mind the first iPhone released in 2007.
Correct.
And final question here.
Hurry up.
What type of cars are raced in the Formula E World Championships? What type of cars are raced in the Formula E World
Championships? He's either trying to throw us off, Chris, with the E, or he's trying to help us. I can't.
Ones with four wheels? Can I put that down as the answer?
No.
It's only 4 questions, you know that, right?
Yeah, I got 4 questions.
Okay.
Yeah, one more question. I was just testing you guys to see if you're awake.
See?
And you are.
How do they even, like, how
don't
do you down
don't
there?
Say it, don't say it, don't say it.
In terms of TV technology, what does HD stand for?
Is that really a question? I feel like you're making it up as you talk.
He's got no plan.
Got my questions written here.
All right, there we go. We're handed in the sheets to Rossi. So we've handed in the sheets. We're going to wait. He's going to mark them up right now.
Who wrote this as a team name? I am British and broke.
Rossi, don't say that about yourself. That's okay, man. I've got money if you need.
Did you write that?
Did I write what?
I am British and I'm broke.
Bro, if you need money, I've got money for you.
It's not funny.
Honestly, I've got money if you need. I'm all right. I'll look after you.
Right,
I'll look after the kids and the wife if you need.
I bet you will.
If anything happens, you send them over.
Stop talking.
Okay. Pretty, you've written the wrong answers in the wrong things.
What do you mean?
Okay.
How have I written it
wrong?
I
don't know how you want to miss the Big Rossi's pub quiz tonight.
How have I done it wrong?
Where's it at?
It's at Brew House in the City Max in Business Bay.
So we don't want to miss that with this guy here. Look at it.
Well, you can come down and get a selfie with me if you want.
Okay, answer to question number one.
Selfie, there'll be no one.
Okay, question number one. Who did the music for Sonic the Hedgehog 3?
That wasn't question number
one. We vetoed question number one. Why don't you remember anything?
The answer to the man who entered the lookalike competition was Charlie Chaplin. He came third place, and it was him in a competition.
Okay. Awesome, mate.
Next question. Michael Jackson created the music for Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
I got that right, Michael Jackson, yep.
Gene Simmons insured his tongue.
I got that.
iPad released in 2010.
Got it.
I said 2009.
Got it.
Formula E World Championships are electric.
I got that.
Cars.
Got that.
Pretty nice. Just wrote down cars.
So that
and
counts.
HD stands for high definition.
So it's a tie.
3-3.
No, he wins. He wrote electric cars.
Yeah, but I didn't get the iPad.
Oh.
Decide a question quickly.
You got Michael Jackson, you got tongue.
It's the game is equal. Just give me a deciding question. Go.
Okay.
Quickly, we're running out of time here.
Forever.
What year was the Empire State Building finished?
Why? It's got to be New York.
I don't know. You think
Empire
I know?
State Building. Whoever's closest.
Okay.
Yeah,
go.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, go. You go first.
No, you go
no,
first.
No, you go first.
We write it down.
Okay.
Yeah, write it down and give it to me.
Empire State Building, that's in America.
Finished. In New York, you've been up it, Chris.
Yeah, I've been up many of them.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Oh, hold on.
Come on. One, two, three.
1941, I wrote.
1947.
What's the answer?
The year is 1931, which means Chris wins it.
Oh. I am the champion!
You get a selfie.
What do I get?
With me.
I get a selfie with Rossi.
Come on.
I don't want to win.
Come here. You know you want to.
Get away! Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for our Tuesday show. That was a fun show. Another food festival show.
You know what? I missed all of our food shows, and I'm happy they're back.
So this week we've done gold French toast. Yeah. We just did British pies. Tomorrow I'm bringing in the Aussie Vegemite.
Am I going to like it, Chris? Like, I remember
Let me do it the way that it's supposed to be done.
Like, I remember way back when, maybe like 8 years ago, you came back and I tried a little spoonful of it.
You tried it in full. Now I will make it for you the right way.
Okay, you promise it's going to be good.
I give you my word.
Okay.
We may need the toaster though here in the studio. Anyway, we'll talk about this tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a great Tuesday. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.